1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 21. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And I want to preach tonight, or just as we lead up in the book of John, coming on through it, 1 John. Answered prayers that are held back. You got prayers you want answered, but they're held back. Like the spout's just been cut off and they're held back. And what would cause that to be in a believer's life? Why would prayers be held back? 1 John chapter number 3 and verse number 21, the Bible says, "Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. And this is His commandment, that we should believe on the name of His Son Jesus Christ and love one another as He gave us commandment. And he that keepeth His commandment dwelleth in Him, and He in him. And hereby we know that He abideth in us by the Spirit which He hath given us." Father, as I bow in Your presence tonight, I thank You for this opportunity to stand behind this sacred desk. Lord, I pray tonight, Father, as we study a portion of Your word tonight, Lord, I pray we'd see tonight what pleases You. And Father God, when we do Your commandments, we do Your will, Father God, it pleases You in a mighty way. Lord, I pray for all the prayer requests that's been mentioned tonight. I lift them up to You. Lord, I pray tonight that You touch the ones that are hurting, touch the ones that are sick. Lord God, the ones that just know that need healing, I pray You'd heal them. Father God, the ones that has been mentioned tonight that are sin sick, Father God, that needs to be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray tonight that You wash them. I pray tonight, Father God, that they call on Your name before it's eternally too late. Father, I love You and I thank You. I thank You for the ones that are having babies this week. Brother Garrett and Sister Nicole, Lord, I lift them up to You as they go in tomorrow. Lord, I lift up Will and Jessica. Lord God, I pray You be with them. Lord, watch over them. Watch over all of our kids as they go to school and all of our teachers. Lord, I pray tonight You have Your will and way. Be with the ones that are teaching tonight. Anoint them from on high. Father, we love You and we thank You. We ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious, sweet name we ask. It's in Jesus' name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Answered prayers that are held back. And I want to look tonight and as what answered prayers that are held back. When John here he come and John wrote that whatsoever we ask. If we see that tonight in verse 22, he says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive because we keep His commandments and do what is pleasing to God in His sight." We all want our prayers answered, don't we? Every one of us in this room, we want our prayers answered. And when it seems that something is holding them back, we must ask ourselves and look into the Word of God, why is these prayers being held back, or why am I not hearing from God the way that I think I ought to hear from Him, or getting an answer the way that He gives answers? What must we do to do that in our life, and what are we doing? What is pleasing to God? Is what we're doing pleasing to God? That's what we ask tonight. And as we get in that tonight, I want to take you through four areas in the Word of God tonight that shows us tonight when our prayers are held back or when our prayers are hindered. Look what he says in verse 22. The Bible says, "And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him." So I know tonight that John says, whatsoever we ask, we receive it of Him. We receive what we ask. I'm not talking about for us to have gain, but what would be in His will. He says, "And whatsoever we ask," in verse 22, "we receive of Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight." Number one, I want to look in the Bible tonight to Isaiah chapter number 59 and verse number 2. One thing tonight that will keep us and hinder our prayer life is the sin that is in our life that holds our prayers back. If you'll turn to Isaiah chapter number 59 and verse number 2 tonight, some things that hinders our prayer life tonight. When we come tonight, we understand last week we talked about having confidence in God. And tonight I have confidence that God will hear me and He'll answer my prayers when I pray to Him. And this week I want you to know all over the church I can go and I can give you answered prayers. I can go to Brother Derek this week as he went to court and hey, God answered his prayer and I met him there. I'll tell about Brother Lee and how he's been taking his treatments and how God is answering there. And Brother John Stidham, he's in the house of God and God's answering prayers there, and Brother Brett, that he's in the hospital, and God is answering prayers there. You can go all over this church building and see that prayers are being answered. But tonight, have you ever been to a place and you've prayed for something, and you know it's God's will, you know it's His will in your life, and you keep praying, and it feels like it's not going through or it's not being answered? Well, tonight, I want to give you four things that you make sure tonight, and I want to make sure in my life that these four things are not found in my life tonight, and if they are, I want to get them right with God. Number one tonight, that there be no sin in my life that would hold it back. Tonight, as we get to that place, we're all sinners, and we all know that we have a sin nature, but we've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. But tonight, when we ask God for something, we make sure tonight that we have nothing that is hid in our heart. Isaiah 59 and verse number 2, the Bible says, But your iniquities or your sin, it is separated between you and your God. He says tonight that our sin has separated us between you and your God, and your sins have hid His face from you, and He will not hear you. Tonight, I want to give you this. When we come to God and we ask prayers and we don't want them held back, number one, before you ever pray, or a good suggestion tonight that I would get into, or a habit that I would get into, is this: that Lord God, if there be anything that would hinder this prayer from entering heaven, if there be any sin in my life, if there be anything that would hinder that I don't know about, Lord God, I ask you to forgive that. As we come here tonight in Isaiah, Isaiah said, your sin and your iniquity has hid His face from thee. Tonight, I don't know about you, but I want His face to shine on me. Amen? Hey, tonight in Psalm chapter number 66, in verse number 18, the Bible says, if I regard iniquity or if I regard sin in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. Tonight, when we get to this place, we understand tonight that sin that would be in our life would hold things back tonight from God opening up that spout and letting the glory run out on us. He says in Isaiah 59, but in Psalm 66, if you're taking notes in verse number 18, he says, if I regard iniquity in my heart. Tonight, you know what? You can regard that iniquity in your heart. You know, when God's ever convicted you, He's ever challenged you, He's ever got to that place, and He wants you to confess that and get it right, and He lead on in that. You know what it does? It builds up a wall. It builds up hindrances in our life. And that sin should not be there tonight and let it build up in our life. That's why daily we pray. Daily we ask forgiveness. Daily we talk to God, and we keep a relationship with Him open at all times. You know, the best relationship you'll ever have with somebody is an open relationship. If you got a relationship tonight and it's a secret relationship and it's a hidden relationship and you don't want nobody to know about things in your life, hey, tonight God knows all things. Amen? And He says tonight that sin that's in our life, it'll hold them prayers back. Them sin that are in our life. You know what, tonight, if I know I'm letting things build up in my life, number one reason why sin, it'll hinder my prayer life is because I'll get to a place that I won't pray to God. I won't pray sincere, and I won't pray specific in what I want Him to do. And you know what I do in my life? A lot of times when I do pray, it'll be just a little old simple prayer. It'll be a little old prayer that I'll give up to God, and I'll go on about my own rat killing. But I got good news tonight. Hey, when you get to that place and you say, Lord God, if there be anything in my life, I ask you to remove that in my life, and I want you to know tonight, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness when we call out on the name of the Lord. Hey, number one, tonight we see, He says, and whatsoever we ask, receive of Him because we keep His commandments. Number one, if there's sin in our life, it holds our prayers back. But number two, tonight I want to give you this. As you turn to James chapter number 1 and verse 6 and 7. Number one, tonight we understand that sin in our life, it holds it back tonight. If you have sin that's built up in your life, it's going to hold that prayer back and it's going to hinder them prayers. But number two tonight, wavering in our life holds prayer back. Wavering in our life, when you waver and you just waver on anything and you let anything go, I want you to know tonight, and I want you to be aware of this tonight, when you start wavering and you start giving in to the wiles of this world, your prayer life is going to be hindered, and the response coming back from God is going to be hindered. And tonight, if you'll look with me in James chapter number 1 and verse number 6, Brother James said this in the Bible. Look what he says. He said, but let him ask in faith, not wavering. He said, whatever you ask in God tonight for, don't waver in it. I've seen people, and you have too, and I've done it in my own life. I say, Lord God, I need you to do this, and I need you to do that, and I really want Him to answer. And then when the next token is like this, But if you don't answer, that's okay. Friends, tonight I want you to know, hey, if it's serious enough to pray about, it's serious enough to get an answer about. Amen? And he says tonight, but let him ask in faith. I love this tonight. And he said, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Not holding nothing back tonight. Have you ever been to God and you had something on your heart and you prayed around everything that you wanted to ask him for? You went all over the map. You went all over everywhere and you never pinned down exactly what you wanted him to touch or what you wanted him to do. That's wavering tonight. But when you get to that place and you don't waver and you go to God and you hold nothing back, when you get to him tonight, he will answer them prayers. Amen. He says tonight, but let him ask in faith, not wavering, for he that wavereth. Here's what the man's like that wavers and he ain't stood firm on something. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let that man think that he shall receive. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Tonight we don't waver, we don't give in, but we stand on the word of God tonight. And as we come tonight, he said, if you don't want your prayer life to be hindered and you want God to answer them prayers, you know this tonight. And I mean, this is good. You don't hold nothing back when you go to God. You go to him with everything in your life and you give him everything in your life tonight. He said, for let not that man think he shall receive anything of the Lord. Number three tonight, I want to share this with you tonight. Number one is the sin in our life that holds them prayers back. Number two is the wavering in our life that holds them prayers back. But I see the third thing tonight as we come from the text, and he says this. I love this. And whatsoever we ask in verse 22 of 1 John chapter number 3, he says, and whatsoever we ask, we receive of him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And we do those things that are pleasing in the sight of God. Tonight, you know what? There's nothing more exciting tonight than somebody be found doing what's pleasing to God tonight. Just as we have children in our life, it pleases us when our kids do what's pleasing. Hey, today I was out studying and I was doing my thing, and Kaylee sent her mama a text and I got in on it somehow. And she said, I've washed the bottles, I've watched the baby, I've vacuumed the floor, I've done this and I've done that. Well, when I come in and finally got home, I seen that on the text. So I cranked the vacuum cleaner up for just a minute, hit a spot. I washed one bottle up, and everything she said she done. And when her mama walked in, I said, I vacuumed, and I've done this, and I've done that. And she said, well, no, I've done that. And I said, no, I've done that. I was trying to just aggravate her there. But tonight, I want you to know this. What he's talking about tonight is not wavering on what we're doing, trying to please our Father. I know tonight, and you know, that we're saved by grace, and we're saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hey, but tonight, when we're saved, and we know that tonight, we order want to please our Heavenly Father. Amen? We ought to want to please Him tonight and do what's pleasing in His sight. And if there's sin that's built up in our life and they're sin and they're stagnant, you know what tonight? Why people, they come in and they get on fire for God and they're loving Jesus and they're on the mountaintop and it ain't long, they done got cold, done got callous. They could care less if they come to the meeting of God. They could care less if they pray. You know why? Because something is building up in their life. There's sin that's building up. There's things that's not been repented for. There's things that's not been released, and it starts building up in their life, and it ain't long, they'll start wavering on things that used to matter. That's what will happen. They'll start wavering on things that used to matter so dear to their heart. You know what in the world we live in? And I believe this right now. As a born-again child of God, it's going to get to a place that you're going to either have to get in or get out. I believe that. I believe that tonight. And the world that we live in, we got to get to the place as a child of God that we're either going to get in or we're going to get out. And tonight he says this, we want to do what's pleasing to our Heavenly Father. And tonight when we do what's pleasing, it opens up the floodgates and let his prayers, that the prayers we put up, he answers it and we start seeing them come. Look what he says tonight. The third thing is this, and I want to give you this. If you'll look in James chapter number 4 and verse number 3 tonight, James chapter number 4 and verse number 3 tonight is this. Not only is sin in our life holds prayer back, not only does wavering in our life holds prayer back from coming, but the pride or the lust that's in our life holds prayer back. Pride or lust will hold prayer back in our life. I'm telling you tonight, when I get to the place that I'm prideful or I pray for something that's going to benefit me, no matter what it does to anybody else, as long as it benefits me, that's a prideful prayer. That is a, man, that gets to a place that it's prideful. How many times in my life do I go to God instead of thanking Him and praising Him, I go to Him wanting what will benefit me? Tonight, for prayers to be answered, sometimes what I want's got to be put on the back burner for what God wants me to have. Tonight, there may be some prayers that I want you to know tonight that when we pray them, make sure when you lift them up, you're not lifting them up out of pridefulness or out of lust tonight. You know what tonight? God knows all things. Amen? And He knows when we pray what we're praying for. Look what He says tonight in James chapter number 4 and verse number 3. He said, out of the pride or the lust that's in our life, it holds prayers back. Look in James 4, 3. Ye ask and receive not. Ye ask and ye receive not. Man, ye ask and ye receive not. Why? Because ye ask amiss. Because you ask amiss that you may consume it upon your lust or your own pleasures. He says tonight when we pray to God, we must make sure that it ain't out of our own lust or out of our own pleasures, or that we may get gain out of it, but that the glory will go all to our Father tonight. He says this, to let your light so shine among men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Tonight as we come to this text, I see tonight that we do things that pleases Him. You know, tonight when we get to that place and we understand tonight what will hinder prayers, have you ever been to that place in your life and you wanted something so bad? I mean, you wanted it for yourself so bad. And you prayed 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 and it never come through. Then you started praying for somebody else to receive it, and then they got what they wanted, and it went along, you got what you needed. I go back to this so many times with Baby Ryder over here. We had Kaylee, and I know you get tired of this story, but I see the hand of God. We prayed for another child forever. We prayed that God would bless us with another child. There was other people in the church wanting to have kids. And at that moment, we was praying for our own. We wanted our own. But when we finally got to the place that we put our own lust, our own desire, our own wants, our own what we wanted to the side, and we started praying for other people, and we started asking God to intervene. And I don't know how this happens now, but I do know this. You can ask Lindy Stanford this, and you can ask her, and she'll testify. We was praying that God would give us a child, and Lindy, Dean, and Eric, they called us, and it's being recorded, and they'll amen every bit of this. They called me and Brandy, and they said, the doctor said we can't have kids right now and we need prayer and we need you to lift us up. They had no idea we'd been on our face before God praying that He would give us a child, but we didn't tell them that, hey, we've been praying for about 4 years at that time and God hadn't showed up. He done forgot about us. We thought, can I get a witness? Hey, you've been praying for something and you need a breakthrough and you think, hey, God is not answering. He can't hear you. His arm's not long enough, and you just keep praying. So you know what we did? We put our own lust and our own desires to the side, and we started praying, and we told them too. We said for 30 days we're going to get at the foot of our bed and we're going to lift you, her, and your wife's name up every single day, and that God would bless you and He would give you a child. Friends, I want you to know, on that day 30, for somehow it happened to be a Wednesday night, and we were sitting at the eating table fixing to come to church, and I'm telling you tonight, when she called us, she called and she was in tears and she was squalling, and I told her on the phone, hey, God is faithful. Even though I hadn't seen Him be faithful on my life yet with another child, I told her, God is faithful. He is real. He is mercy and He is grace, and He'll answer your prayers if you'll just pray. And friends, I want you to know, when she called that night, we were sitting at that table, and when it lit up her number, I expected to get a hallelujah glory. We're pregnant. But you know what she said? She said, Brother BJ, hey, we're not pregnant. We went to the doctor and it's done no good and it's not going to work. And she said, what are we going to do? And I said, we've got nothing to lose. We might as well pray for 30 more days. Can I get an amen? Hey, friends, I want you to know, at that time in my life, what I went through, my own needs, my own lust, my own pleasure, I'd put it to the side, and I tried to get to the place where I could pray for somebody else. Hey, I want to ask you tonight, how long has it been you let your own needs to the side? You quit praying for yourself and what you need in your life, and you started lifting up somebody else. Hey, when we started lifting her up, it was in about 10 days, she called back, and she said, guess what? I took a pregnancy test, and I'm over 50 days pregnant. For Friends, I want you to know she was pregnant on the phone call. She was pregnant at the start of it. And I got good news tonight. When you put your own self wants to the side, God can answer it for somebody else. Amen? Hey, tonight I want you to know. You said, preacher, how did you feel when you heard that she was pregnant? How did you feel when you knew that prayer had come through? Man, I want you to know I was glad, but I was also in a place in my life where ain't you answered my prayers. But you know what? There wasn't time for him to answer my prayers. But he did. Amen? And tonight what I want you to know is you get to that place in your life that you don't ask amiss, but you ask God to move on your life. Amen? And then when you get to that place and you see it ain't working in your life, but you see God may do it in somebody else's life, don't get bitter, don't get none of that. You just pray and say, Lord God, bless them. Lord God, help them. And I promise you tonight, when you put somebody else's need before your own, you put somebody else's want before your own, God will answer theirs and it won't be long, you'll see yours come to pass. But when I get caught up in myself, I gotta have it. I don't see him moving the way that I think he should because I'm all consumed in what I need. He says tonight, if you'll look there in James 4:3, ye ask and receive not because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. And tonight, I've seen that so many times in my life, and maybe you have too tonight. I want to share the last thing tonight. I want to stay on this subject a good while. I got here to get there. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Now, this one right here, you done know this, I know. But I'm just going to enlighten you on it tonight. We know tonight as we get here that sin in our life holds prayers back. We know tonight that wavering in our life holds prayers back when we don't stand firm. And we know that pride or lust when we pray for what we want, Lord, I got to have it. We want it, that it hinders. But did you know tonight that relationship with your spouse hinders your prayer life? The relationship with your spouse hinders your prayer life. Turn with me, if you will, to, oh glory, I want to stop here and I just want to talk to this through. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 7. The relation, what hinders my prayer? When I pray and I'm not hearing, what hinders it? Man, okay, sin, I've checked it, it's all good. Man, I'm checking the box, all this, God, why ain't you answering? But yet the one that I say I love, the one that's supposed to be my me and her supposed to be one, if we're at all at one another, can that hinder my prayer? If me and her's always fighting at one another, and I'd rather go to work than go home, if my home life is a wreck, is God going to answer my prayers? And I'm telling you tonight, no, he's not. You've got to fix that at home. You've got to make sure that spouse understands tonight, man, that she may not be number one. Number one's supposed to be God, amen? But you got to let her know she's number two. Amen. I'm going to give it. And boy, this whooped me. 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 7. What keeps my prayers from going? I can come to this church and it can be perfect. And my home life being a wreck, and it's a mess. Let me tell you this. I left home one time coming into church to preach. You remember this? Brandy was sick on the couch, and when I walked out the door, man, I snapped at her hard. Y'all know what I'm talking about? I mean hard. Shouldn't even. All the way to church, Holy Ghost whooping me. Me and Kaylee in the car. She's over there, got her little dress on. She's probably 10-year-old, just happy she can be. We go into the old building. We come in. They do call to worship. I go back to my office. And I go back there and I go open my Bible and I pray. And I say, Lord, please forgive me. Please forgive me for talking to her that way. And man, the Holy Spirit, man, it's getting 40 minutes to time to preach. Now we're 30 minutes. Now we're 25 minutes. And the Holy Spirit's dwelling down in my heart. I'm talking about, he's like mashing on me. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Mashing on me. And I go out, I find David Barnes. At that time, he was the chairman of the deacons. And I say, hey, look here, man, I'm going home. He said, what you got to preach here about? I said, I'll be back by 11:30. Y'all sang till I get back. He said, where are you going? I said, I got some business at home that I got to go take care of. I got in that truck and I left. And I met people coming to church. I was going the other way, digging just as hard as I could get there. I got home and opened the door. And this is the truth. I got home, opened the door up, walked in. She said, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at church. Man, this right here is hard to do. And we don't like to do this. We like to say this right here. I'm sorry. Close the door and walk out. But there's been many times in my life, and I've told you instances where the Holy Ghost has told me, you get down. When I walked up beside that where she's laid on the couch, sick, I walked up there where she is at, and I got down on my knee, And I said, baby, I'm sorry for talking to you that way. The Holy Spirit has wore me out, and I ask you to forgive me. She said, I forgive you? Give me a hug. I didn't only get a hug, got me a kiss before I left to come back. Amen? When I come back to church, I'm telling you, when I walked back in that church through them doors, I was like a free man. When I walked in bound down, it felt like nothing was going to go right. But when I went back and done what I knew to do was right, the Holy Spirit released me and gave me freedom. And tonight, when we get to this in 1 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 7, he says, if you got an ought with your spouse, or you and your spouse are at one another, your prayers are being hindered. Your prayers have been hindered. You wonder why your kids are going wayward. You wonder why things are going wrong. It may be between the spouse. When it ain't right at home, it ain't right nowhere. Does everybody understand that? That's true. Let me show you this tonight in 1 Peter. I'm not a good one to preach this, but I am a good one to know about it. 1 Peter, can I get an amen? Man, I ain't even told her this was in here. 1 Peter 3:7. Relationship with your spouse will hold your prayer life back. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. I told you I wanted to stop here, that your prayers be not hindered. He says tonight, if you want your relationship to be where it needs to be, number one, he says, I want you to slow down. He says this, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge. Number one, you're going to have to dwell with your spouse. You're going to have to get along with your wife with knowledge. The only way I'm going to know her likes, dislikes, the only way I'm going to know when I've made her completely, there's sometimes I know. There's sometimes that look, y'all know what I, you know? Cold shoulder is the worst that's in the world. I can't go 4 days without talking to her. We had an air horn at the house. Y'all know what I'm talking about, an air horn? I sleep on the couch, laid back, and her and Kaylee come in there and squirted it right in my ear. Wah! I got mad. They thought it was funny. Well, the next couple days later, she's been over in the washing machine. I said, this is perfect opportunity. Son, this is where you get even. I reached that down in that washing machine with her head in there and hit the button. For about 9 days, we didn't talk. I'd say, baby, are you okay? She'd talk to Kaylee like nothing was wrong. I'd say, what's wrong with mama? You know what you've done. But y'all done it to me. Let me give you this tonight. You make sure your home life is where it needs to be. If you're a man in here tonight, you listen to me tonight. As your pastor, I love you. If you're a man in here tonight, don't you go to work and talk to that nair woman there. She don't need to know none of your business. She don't need to know nothing about you. If you got to confide in somebody, confide in your wife. If you're a woman in here tonight and you're married, don't you go to work and confide in no man. He don't need to know nothing about you. If you got to confide in somebody, you got a husband at home to confide in. He says tonight that we must dwell with knowledge, spend time with her. If you don't, I wrote this down, if you don't spend time with her, somebody else will. He says tonight, look here, likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife. We must dwell with them in knowledge, and we must dwell with them in honor. The Bible says if you find a virtuous woman in Proverbs chapter number 31, her price is high and far above rubies. He says tonight, we dwell with knowledge, we dwell with honor, but I love this tonight, we dwell with her and we take care of her tonight. Look what the Bible says, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel. I don't care tonight if your wife is stronger than you. If she is a whole lot stouter than you, it doesn't matter tonight. The Bible says she is the weaker vessel. That don't mean she's dumb or she ought to be run down on, beat on, not took care of. Tonight when he says the weaker vessel is that we must come up beside her and love her and show her what she needs in her life. He says to deal with her with care because she is weaker. She has more emotions than we have. She is more tender than we have. And she must be handled with care. Amen? They're fragile tonight. God's given them to us, that we can love them and cherish them and take care of them. I tell people all the time, hey, when they hit hard roads in their life, hey, you know what that vow was? For richer or for poor, for sickness and health, for whatever it is tonight. You remember this tonight, that spouse that you're with, you make sure you get along with her. You make sure you're on the right page with her, because tonight, when there's aught at home, there's going to be aught between you and heaven tonight. Amen? He says tonight that it'll hinder your prayers tonight. He says, dwell with them in knowledge, dwell with them in honor, and dwell with them in care. If in each of our life, we must allow the Spirit of God to show us what might be holding our prayer back tonight. In each of our life tonight, we must understand that tonight, what would be holding our prayer back tonight. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and do what? And pray. Tonight, and pray. If you've been praying for something in your life, or you've been praying for somebody else, and you say, preacher, it just ain't working, you go back tonight and you make sure tonight. You just go back, take a checklist, make sure. You make sure tonight there's not something in your life that you're trying to hide from God. Just make sure. Make sure tonight when you go back, you make sure that there's nothing to hide. Make sure you're not wavering. Well, it's okay, I can do this. I can do what used to was a sin, and you said, I got to stay away from that. Now you're wavering. A little bit won't hurt, just a little wavering. You're not standing where you used to stand. You're not doing what you're not doing. I'm not doing what used to be wrong now is okay. Make sure tonight that what you're praying for is not for yourself or for lust, that I got to have this. And make sure tonight when you pray that your relationship with your spouse is right where it needs to be. Tonight, my greatest friend in this life is my wife. She's my greatest friend. She's my best friend. She's my everything. Besides God, and He knows, man, He knows when he puts you together, you know tonight. And you know tonight when your life is right where it needs to be, and you and your spouse, man, we're one. You're one. When you become one. And tonight, I don't know where I'm going with this, but I'm going to go with it, and we'll close. There's a few things me and hers decided on. Number one, we're not going to fuss in public. She'll chew me out at home. And oh, glory. We ain't going to fuss in public. We ain't going to do it. You ain't going to see me and her fuss in public. We ain't going to do it. Because I don't want to give Satan a foothold on somebody else to uproar their marriage or hinder their prayers. And number two, this right here is one thing we've never done. We will never do it as long as God allows it. I'll never belittle her in public. I'll never talk down to her. I'll never holler at her, scream at her in public. And I try not to do it behind closed doors to the best of my ability. Before I got born again, we had a holler match. Whoever could scream the loudest and all the sheetrock I could knock holes in the house. But when I got born again, God showed me something. That she wasn't my hinder. She was my helper. And when I hurt my helper, it hurts me. When I help my helper, it helps me. When I help my helper and I love her and I cherish her and I realize she is the weaker vessel, and I'm not talking about to belittle her or do none of them things, but that I just need to come up beside her and help her, it changed my life dramatically, completely. Tonight, I want to ask you this question. Has there been things in your life that's hindered your prayers? And tonight, it may have been something you said, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I knew sin. I knew that. I knew wavering, not standing. I knew that. I knew asking amiss, just throwing it out there. Lord God, I need $1 million and I need it tomorrow. That's amiss. That's, hey, come on. If He wants me to have it, He'll give it. Lord God, I want to see my family saved. That's not asking amiss. Lord, I want to see church people get back on fire for you and have a desire to be in your house. That's not asking amiss. I knew them. But when I got studying that word, and it told me that me and this away, before I can ever get horizontal, vertical, I must make sure I'm good horizontal. A lot of times we try to get vertically with Him, up and down, straight up and down with God. And our horizontal relationship is awful. Tonight, if you're horizontal tonight with your spouse is not where it needs to be, I challenge you this week to get that thing where it needs to be. Get that thing where it needs to be. Let it not hinder our prayers. Let it not hinder what He's called us to do. When our prayer life is where it needs to be, and our relationship where it needs to be, our prayer life is where it needs to be. And I thank God for that tonight. And I thank God for you tonight. And remember this tonight, that God loves you, and He's wanting to give you the desires of your heart. Psalm 37:4 said, delight thyself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. I ask you tonight, are you delighting yourself in the Lord? Pleasing Him, that your prayers be not hindered. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Lord, I pray you take this mess and turn it into a message. Lord, whoever tonight may be there tonight and they say, I want to know when I pray that heaven hears. I want to know when I pray that God hears. That I'm not out on an island somewhere all by myself and I feel like I'm all alone, but that God is answering and God's hearing. Lord, tonight you've told us to search our hearts. You told us not to waver, but to stand. Father, you told us not to ask amiss, but ask according to your will. And Lord, you gave us a helpmate tonight to dwell with in unity and to cherish them tonight. And Father, I pray tonight that every married couple in this room tonight, that you would bless their marriage in a mighty way. Lord, I'd pray tonight that you would move like never before. And Lord, I'd pray that when your people start praying, that heaven would open up. Lord, when it's said there in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if we'd turn from our wicked ways, I say even after we're saved, turn from our wicked ways, then you'd hear from heaven. You heal our land. Lord, tonight, if I got an alt with a brother tonight, I know my prayers is not being hindered. They're being hindered tonight. They're not getting where they need to be. Lord, I don't want to be there in my life. I want to be in unity. I want to be right where you'd have me to be. Just like on the day of Pentecost, they had all things in one accord, and the Spirit fell, and it moved amongst every one of them. Lord, whoever I'm talking to tonight, I pray you move on them in a mighty way. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people say, amen. Hope you have a good night.